Good evening and welcome back for another hangout, everyone, the place where we take the questions writers argue about in parking lots, group rides, and comment sections, and try to make a little more sense of things. Tonight's topic is writer training. Not just the basics, but whether paid training is actually worth it, or if it's just another way to separate writers from their money. Now, before we get into it, I've got Ace, the cartoon guy, with me, as always. You feeling teachable tonight?
Teachable? No. Observationally superior. Yes. I'm here to watch you explain things people could have Googled in 30 seconds.
That's generous. You assume people want concise answers.
Oh, no. They absolutely don't. They came here for a 12-minute answer to a 10-second question. You're basically a scenic route in human form.
And yet, here you are, riding along.
Yeah. Someone's got to keep you from turning this into a TED Talk with handlebars. All right, let's start simple. First question. Is formal rider training actually necessary? Or can someone just learn by riding and figure it out over time?
So, I'm not alone today answering questions. Sorry, having some technical difficulties. First question is about formal training. I have another guest today. I'll let you introduce yourself however you like, and I'll go ahead and turn your web link on too.
Sure. I'm a younger seeker of your ale.
I guess that's a good way to put it. So now you know the question. Do you have an answer to this or an opinion before I give mine?
I mean, there was tremendous value in the motorcycle safety course that I took. I think regardless of your skill level, you can benefit from it. I personally don't really see a downside to formal training.
Is it necessary? So when people tell me that they're thinking about riding and they're wondering, hey, what should I do to get into it, so to speak? The first thing I tell them to do is to take a rider safety course. They're like, well, I don't know what bike to buy. I don't really know how to ride or whatever. And I always tell them the easiest way to figure all that stuff out is just to go take a rider safety class. The benefit of that is you don't have to buy a bike, and they have bikes. You can decide whether or not riding a bike is something that you can learn to do, if it's something you want to learn to do, and if it's a fit for your personality, for your interests. But then you also get, it's an introduction to all of these safety things. The other part of it is that, you know, thinking, well, can I learn all these things on my own? And the answer is, yeah, you can. I would only treat especially that first beginner rider training as almost a shortcut. I mean, we only have so much time, and how is it that we can spend that time effectively to get the intention that we're after? And I think rider training is probably a good way to do that. You can learn on your own, and I mean, hundreds, thousands of people do. It's not like, oh, I have to do a rider training class. No, you don't. But you're going to get an acceleration to that process in a certified rider training program than you otherwise would if you were like, well, I'll just going to go ahead and do this on my own. Comment coming in, one of our typical commenters, Thunder Rock, good to see you again, with today's hustle on the roads, highways and byways, I'd say a rider requires both mentoring experience and road safety and a road safety course to learn all the variables. That's in line with what I was saying, exactly, that there's a lot going on. You can do it without it, but there is a better way. Why not go the better way? So, yeah, I agree. Thunder Rock, thanks for your comment. Any other thoughts?
Just the safety courses teach you things that you probably might not think of or encounter in your first little bit of riding. So it does get you up to speed quicker, but the guy that did the formal training isn't necessarily going to be a better rider than the guy that didn't after they've both been at it for 3 years or
True.
more.
But yeah, that's 3 years is a long wait to get to the same point.
True.
Okay, so training exists. Cool. Next question. What does paid rider training actually give you that free resources or experience can't?
So I'll jump in on this first, and then I'll turn it over to you so you can give your. So the question is, what is it that you get from paid training? That, I mean, there are free resources. There's a lot of them, actually. Some excellent rider training programs that you can that you can run through that are free on YouTube. That they're actually very good, well thought out, run by certified trainers that have years and years and years of experience. Those trainers, in a lot of cases, are even more expert than the ones you might be able to find if you were to take a professional local rider training program. But I mean, the question is, what is it that you get from that experience that you can't get from those free resources? And the short answer to that is pretty simple. It's feedback. Even though I might be able to see on a free resource what it is that I should be doing, how I should be doing it, there's no eyeballs on me. I mean, I can buy cones, I can set them up in the parking lot, I can do it the way I think is in line with what the trainer would have done on these free resources. But when it comes right down to it, what's the difference? What's the one big thing? Well, it's going to be feedback. And the problem of not receiving feedback is that if you're training and you're doing it wrong and you don't even know you're doing it wrong, you're going to train doing it wrong. And now not only do I think I'm doing it right, now I've built that muscle memory around doing it wrong. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, thinking you do get that live feedback, which is super beneficial, especially when you're new. There's also, you know, despite paying for it, you don't have to buy a whole bike. So you, in the long run, I think can ultimately save money on, you know, deciding whether or not it's something you want to do, but also you save money on bike repair for when you inevitably dump it your first couple of times.
Thunder Rock is also, in the comments, is saying that certified training has the benefit of all the questions asked in the courses, you know, that are before yours. So the trainer knows the problems that you're having because he's training people that ride where you ride. So not only is the training itself going to give you feedback, but it's also going to be more tailored to what it is that you're going to experience on the road. And, you know, he says that they've had a digest of scenarios to give you the summary. So not only do you get feedback, but you also get local flavor to that training, which is going to be pretty valuable. Now, I would say that training, even free training, is better than no training. And if the free training is the only training you can afford, well, I will recommend that you do what you can afford. Don't just say, well, I'll learn on the road. Because you will, but you may learn the things that you need to learn too late.
All right, now we get to the money part. Is paid rider training worth the cost, or is it overrated for most riders?
I think this question leads in really closely with what we've talked about already. The short answer is, especially if you were just paying attention to everything we've said so far, the answer to this question is yes. But it depends on, is it worth the cost? Well, it sometimes will depend on the cost. I mean, a lot of times you're going to pay between $300 and $400 USD for a rider training program. Now the question is the training that you're getting worth that, you know, that money, whether you're doing, you know, beginner, intermediate, or even advanced training? Well, the answer to that is, well, are they certified? Do they actually know their stuff? And are you going to get, are you really going to get something from it? So it, you know, that's, it's kind of a, is paid training in general worth the cost? Yeah, the answer, that answer is easy. But it also has a little bit of a depends to that, that not all training is created equal. Not all trainers are equal. So if you're looking at, you know, is it going to be worth it? You should talk to people who have gone through the training, you know, ask them, I mean, I'll let them be the guinea pig, so to speak. There's also ways that you can look up reviews. I mean, even simple things like Google or Yelp reviews can tell you whether or not this is reputable, if it's valuable, and if people have had problems, you know, in the courses as well. Harley-Davidson offers, you know, wherever your local dealership is, a lot of times they have rider training programs that are pretty standardized. So you know that when you're getting those kinds of things, that they're pretty trustworthy in the sense that, yes, they are audited, they're trained, and you're getting something that is proven to be valuable over and over again. Other thoughts?
Just, I think, you know, there's a chance that you might get a dud, but if you do your due diligence and pay attention to what your options are, you're going to come out on top, or probably ahead.
You know what I'm hearing!
With your hearing, not much.
What?
Just go ahead. This should be good.
Riders will spend $2,000 on an exhaust so the bike can scream, but hesitate to spend a few hundred so they don't end up in an emergency room.
That's uncomfortably accurate.
Oh yeah! Priorities! Get loud first! Skills come later!
To be fair, some people think they are already skilled.
Ah, yes! The I've been riding for years defense! My favorite genre of confidence! All right, let's stir the pot a little. Bonus question! Is the lay it down idea ever valid? Or is it just a dangerous myth riders need to let go of?
Is the lay it down idea ever valid? The answer, if it is ever valid, the most honest answer is yes, but those would be very edge cases. So what I mean by that is the way physics works, your wheels are in a contact patch with the tires on the ground, which is about the size of a silver dollar, about, you know, 5-ish millimeters or 5 centimeters wide. And that's it. That's your typical contact to the ground. But your ability to stop, even if you do things that will increase that contact patch to the ground, they're not usually as good as the rubber on the road. And second to that, it is impossible to steer a sliding bike. So I would say, even though the most honest answer, is it ever valid? Well, yes, it is. But to say, oh, that is going to be my primary strategy if I get into trouble, is to jump away from my bike to lay it down, that's not a good idea. Now, it is counter what might be considered common sense or intuition or maybe even natural instinct, that in a panic situation, getting away from the bike might seem like the best idea. But more often than not, even moderate control that you can retain by keeping the bike upright, by attempting to maintain your balance, is likely going to lead to better results than going into a slide. But I mean, it's almost a trick question because it has the word ever in it, and it's an absolute. And no, it's not always the best thing to do, but I think it is always the best thing to avoid. Do you have comments about that?
Just like with so many things, there's nuance to it. You just got to do, you have to make the smartest choice in the moment, and that's difficult to do. But the more experience you have, the easier it is to make the choices you need to. So if you're in a situation where you need to just bail, then bail.
Yeah, the other thing is that there are, first of all, I don't know how you train laying a bike down. If you're, I don't know, maybe you have that bike where you can train just, you know, sliding it out. And I would enjoy, yeah, if you're that person, let me know. I want to show up to your training sessions just to spectate. I want to watch this happen. Yeah, you can't, it's not something you can train to do, likely. But I think that the biggest problem is that a lot of people think that, well, I can neglect my training, whether it's professional training or just personal training where I go and do exercises on my own, thinking that, well, if I'm ever in trouble, I'll just lay it down. That is not a good strategy that replaces training. That there are things that you can do to prevent you from even being in the situation that you might have to. So if you have those other skills, then it's, well, now I've gone through a cascade of training and skills, and now I'm finally at the point that, well, my only option left is I'm going down. Now, sometimes you just go down. That's a different scenario, but that's not choosing to lay it down. Going into the comments, Thunder Rock says, laying the bike down is seldom the answer, though it means, though there are situations that could require it, minding your following distance and a substantial awareness is a better plan. Yeah, if these are your plan to do these other things, rather than my only plan, my only strategy is, well, I'm in trouble, I'm going to lay it down. Well, you're probably going to lay it down because that's the only thing you plan to do anyway. What are your thoughts? I covered things pretty broad. I probably didn't leave you a whole lot of space to talk about it.
Not a ton, but yeah. Practice escaping on the bike. I think that's probably the best thing you can do to avoid laying the bike down.
Yeah, that it isn't just your own body escaping, it's you and the bike escaping. Yeah, practice your swerving, practice your progressive braking, practice your dodging kinds of maneuvers. You know, even things like practice your situational awareness, keeping your head up, checking your lane position, checking your sight lines, all those kinds of things. The things that you practice become the things that you just do without thinking when you're on the bike. And this can be your evasion strategy rather than, well, if I'm in trouble, I'm going to lay it down.
All right. That's my cue to exit before the comments section turns into a courtroom. Remember, if your emergency plan involves throwing the bike at the ground, maybe revisit the earlier part of this episode. I'll be on the road, not laying it down. Good night, everybody!
All right, that's going to wrap up the main segment for tonight. Great questions, and honestly, this is one of those topics where a little investment in skill can go a long way. I'm going to hang out for a bit and jump into the live chat to answer your questions directly.
We can either have a little bit of a different conversation if you like. While we wait for comments to come in, what questions do you have aside from what we got from Ace, our cartoon guy today?
Do you think, kind of just building off of what we've been talking about so far, do you think that the paid training is worth it, even if, you know, the most you're ever planning to do on two wheels is ride a tiny moped around town?
I think it is, because there's things about even doing that that will be difficult for you to understand if you're not an experienced rider. That there will be tricks that you can learn from others about how to evade and maneuver and what to expect. That even if you're, I mean, I don't know that there's really such a thing as minimalist riding. That every kind of riding is inherently dangerous and literally can kill you. I mean, unless you're, I don't know, unless you're on a mini bike and you ride in, you know, sawdust and sand and always are under 10 miles an hour. Okay, maybe, okay, that's not inherently dangerous. But, I mean, anything where you're going greater than 20 miles an hour on asphalt, that can kill you. Yeah. Now, not that you should be thinking, you know, every moment that you're on your, you know, moped or scooter or whatever it happens to be, oh, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. But I think that... that training will get your mindset to the point that your confidence can be elevated, and then your decision making can be what I would consider accurate. That, you know, to that question is like, well, I'm only doing this. Well, I'm only is still dangerous.
That's a good point.
Thunder Rock's got a comment. If the training means that I should increase the size of this text, it's too far away. If the training means that you shoulder check during a ride where a close call develops and you avoid a crash, totally worth the money. Yeah, and that is a very true statement, that every penny you've spent on training that means that you escape a close call, how much is that training worth after the fact? The problem is that if you didn't do it, and you find yourself in that situation, it's now you're in the situation and it's too late. But I can't, I don't know. I haven't met the person yet that says, hey, I did this training. I had the money. I spent the money. And I've got the training, and then I just regret the whole thing. I don't know that that's the case, but yeah, when you find that you're in a situation that you've actually used it, I think that looking back, you would have paid double or even triple after that happens to you, when you're able to come back and say how much is my safety worth. It's probably worth the few hundred dollars you invested in it. But, you know, even like Ace said, you know, a lot of times we get our priorities messed up where, you know, we have limited budgets. We don't have infinite money. And sometimes we get the priorities at which we spend that money in the wrong order. That, you know, instead of buying a more protective helmet or investing in training or even spending my time doing training, I, you know, put my assets, my resources, my time into you know, things that are more related to the cool factor or image or, you know, even performance, you know, where those kinds of things for some reason end up higher on the priority list than my own personal safety. And I think that a lot of times those are mistakes.
Yeah, the mindset shouldn't be, you know, how much training can I avoid and save money. It shouldn't be the kind of thing where you're trying to justify not doing it mentally.
Yeah, I would say that as much training as you can afford is the amount of training that you should get.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everyone. We appreciate your comments and your questions. Your participation in our live stream today. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.